This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm reminded of that scene from Tombstone where the guy says to Doc Holliday, "I thought you were dead." And Doc Holliday said, "That's the rumor." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And if you haven't heard, I was fired from Fox News. That's right, fired. And people have, you know, sending me texts. "Oh, Kev, I'm really sorry." Sending me texts, you know, tweets, etc. "Really, really sorry, this, that, and the other, man. You know, you'll rock on. God, you know, opens doors and things like that." And I completely agree. I completely agree. I don't want a single person feeling sorry for me, thinking, "Oh, man, Kev, Fox News." Fox News is a moderate place at best, and they really don't like guys like me. They certainly don't want me in a position where I can make a difference. It's no offense to them. I'm just telling you, they don't. They don't have shows available for guys like me. They've got Hannity, they've got Tucker, a little bit of Martha, and then they've got their weekend lineup of the guys, but they don't want a guy like me because I could actually make an impact. And they look at it as, you know, they don't want the controversy. The controversy's there. But a lot of people were asking me, "Kevin, come on my radio show and do this, you know, and come on this show or that show." No. And then I got all these media outlets wanting to write about, you know, "Kevin, come on and tell me what the story is about Fox." They want me to dog Fox or whatever. Look, Fox will dog itself. You guys know what Fox is. You saw that clearly with Megan. You see it with Shepard Smith, Juan Williams. Many of the people that you see as talking heads, especially in business, they are leftist. A lot of the management team are. Now, I'm not mad at them. It's their business to run any way they want. They claim it's fair and balanced. To some degree, it is on the the Hannity side and all that. But when it comes to how they're running the corporation and where I see the future of it, it's very leftist. It's very leftist. And I'm not saying that because I'm gone. I told you guys that when I was employed with them. I said, "Look, you can look at any people. Kevin, Fox is the only thing we have on the conservative side." I go, "Don't believe that. Fox is not conservative. They've got a few conservative people. And those people have been able to make, you know, some pretty big strides in their careers, thankfully. Tucker being one of them. And they have a profile of the type of person they want. I'm not making it racial, but they really don't want a black person leading a show that doesn't fit a certain profile. Harris Faulkner, totally professional, deserves everything that she gets, but Harris will be it for quite some time. Harris, you know, keeps it moderate. She plays the game. I don't play the game. So, you know, as you guys, some of you know, I got a call from them. Well, you don't know this part. But the day that I got fired, which was on a Thursday, I got a call from him, and it was after I tweeted about the Kavanaugh hearing. And a person called, I'm not going to say the name of the person, and, you know, we talked for a bit, and I'm not even going to give you the gender, but they asked me to remove the tweet, said it was trending negatively. And I'm going to get back into that interchange in just a bit. But keep in mind, this had happened to me two times before. Once on a tweet, and another time on a comment. Actually, three times before. Am I right about the tweet? Because once was on Outnumbered, once was on Fox and Friends. So long story short, whether I was a tweet or not, I know it happened at least two times before. I come off of a show thinking everything's good to go, and I find out that I'm trending because of something I've said. And I'm thinking to myself, "But what did I say?" "Oh, it's when you made the comment about blankety blank." And I'm like, "That's not an incendiary comment." "Oh, but the left, they watch us and they do this, that, and the other." And I go, "Well, if you know this, what do you care?" That Fox has to trend positively. It can't trend like, it has to be trending like the news. Like Fox News says, reported this. It can't be, Fox News guest makes this comment, now, you know, Fox is, and that's the way they view the brand. And I'm horrible for that because I'm going to say the things that are truth, and it's going to upset the left, and that's what's going to happen. I'm not just going to report the news. The news is, you got the news. What do you need me for? But they're very concerned about negative publicity, though it is unavoidable. Even the one that, like a week after something happened to me, Laura Ingraham had to take a hiatus for something she said. We're not talking about sexual harassment or things like that. We're talking about just basic opinions. Oh, my opinion of David Hogg is such. My opinion of Christine Ford is such. And there's no introspection on the other side. They can dissect a conservative with an alien autopsy, and you can't say a word about what's going on the other side. How dare you question Christine Blasey Ford's sex life, her high school records, her grades, who else she was involved with, friends that would call her a liar or whatever else. How dare you question that? So anyway, that's where it all started. The non-Fox media out to get Fox and anybody associated with Fox who is a conservative. Every single one of us have targets on our back, some worse than others. I thought I was a nobody. Apparently, I'm bigger than I thought I was because these leftist pukes targeted me. And so once I'm, and I'll get to the tweet in a second, but once I made this tweet, you know, suddenly I'm trending. Just boop, 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 boop. And what I tweeted, just so we're clear, something to the effect that some leftist women are skanks. And I in the tweet I quoted my grandmother, who often said, close your legs and open a book, when she spoke of promiscuous girls. And of course, it was all in reference to Christine Blasey Ford, who had come to the hearing, and the Democrats just coddling. Treating, oh my gosh, you're so courageous. I'm going to get to all that in a bit too. And I thought to myself, talking about courageous. I talked about it on the show. I don't share anything, you know, with Fox or anybody else that I don't share with my audience. So I'm sitting there going, okay, well, you know, it's when I'm listening to the evidence and I'm tweeting, you know, as this stuff is going on, I'm thinking to myself, this is what a skank would do. Somebody who's got an agenda, who wants to get at somebody only because it suits their agenda. It has nothing to do with reality or truth. That's the proper word for it. A lowlife. That wasn't... Now, suddenly, you're under fire because a bunch of leftists decide we're going to attack Kevin because he called a woman a skank. Okay. So that's where we are. I'm going to talk about this for part of the day because I want you to understand where things are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want to know what I really find funny about leftists? They hate Fox. They hate them. But if you lose your job, like, yeah, you lost your job. Well, if you hate them so much, you should be thankful that I'll. You should be like, yeah, it's good, man, because they don't need you. But yeah, I get it. Don't misunderstand me. I get it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. The night that I got fired from Fox, I had to do a big event with TPUSA. We went to Grand Canyon University and talked to some college-age kids. It was amazing. We'll post some video of it soon, representing a project that we call Seeking Educational Excellence. And these kids were just sponges for information, wanting to know what we can do, you know, to help and get involved. I did get one question about what happened with Fox at the very end, and I answered it. And I said, the girl said to me, you know, do you think of all women, the women as skanks or whatever? And I said, well, first of all, let's make sure we get it correct. I said, there are some women who are skanks. And I said, you can look up the actual definition. It's a real word. And I said, and it's not a bad word. It isn't like you have to call it the S word. People started laughing. I said, it's a real word. And let me tell you what it is. It's a woman, for example, who will fake a pregnancy test positive, take it to all of her lovers, ask them to give her $400 for an abortion that she doesn't even need because she's not pregnant. That's a skank. A skank is somebody who will accuse you of hitting them when you haven't because they want to get you arrested. Things like that. People who won't let fathers, good fathers, see their kids. See, there's a reason for having words and having a lexicon, having a language. Now, what's interesting about this is Bill Maher has called women, well, I won't even say what he's done. Far worse. Far worse. Many people, as we know, the rappers, I'll just use them as an example, use far worse language in referring to women. I use the proper language in referring to the proper situation. Someone who would dare convict, you know, try to get somebody convicted of a crime knowing that that's not the case, that they didn't do it. And that's the context that I used it. But anyway, so I want to go back to what this whole scenario where they call me up, et cetera, et cetera. So as I said, the non-Fox media wants to get anybody associated with Fox, including people like myself. And I told you the tweet that I had, which, you know, said that there are women on the left whom I deem skanks. And I believe wholeheartedly, folks, that these three interestingly timed drunk party girls, all accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of rape or being part of being a participant in a gang rape, their stories are sketchy at best. At best. Most of America, including leftists, know that Brett Kavanaugh did none of what he's being accused. So to watch politics sink to this level, I find stunning. I absolutely do. I'm blown away. And on the heels of watching Bill Cosby go to prison in his 80s for things he supposedly did 4, even 5 decades ago is utterly mind-boggling to me. An icon convicted with absolutely no evidence. Hearsay. They call it the preponderance of evidence. And what was it? Oh, more and more women came out and said it. This is dangerous. Now, look, I'm not exonerating Cosby. And I'm going to get back to Kavanaugh in just a bit. But what I will say to those who give the excuse that victims won't tell their stories for decades for a variety of reasons. Oh, it traumatized, they don't want to relive it, and whatever. I don't even know the reasons. They should work on that issue, don't you think? If the prevailing thought is, look, women are not coming forward at the time of the incident, why are we not trying to solve that problem? Why are we not giving women enough confidence or the feeling to say, look, if something like this happens to you, report it. We got your back. I don't know about other conservative men out there. I suspect I know what you would say, but I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to pay attention. You know, yes, I'm in it. You know, something happens to you and you say, Kevin, yesterday, so-and-so did this to me, whatever. I'm going to, okay, let's get him in here. I'm going to start on it right away. I'm not going to dismiss you. So, you know, again, I'm not exonerating those guys, but when do we have to hold people accountable for the things that they do in the time that they do it, or, you know, whether it was done to them or not, in the time that they do it, when the evidence is fresh, when everything's, you know, right there? Why wait 35, 36 years? But that excuse that they're giving that allows women to wait a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, 4 decades, it's ridiculous. What is the statute of limitations on something like this? That excuse carries a lot of potential bad outcomes, as Cosby and Brett Kavanaugh have discovered. Because if you, like I told you guys the other day, if you had said to Cosby, you're going to be serving prison time in jail for what you did, probably voluntarily for the most part, with women And he would have looked at you and said, well, you must be crazy. At 50, 60 years old. He would have said that. If you had said to Brett Kavanaugh, hey, Judge Kavanaugh, let me tell you something. This next hearing is going to be super contentious, and they're going to be dragging you through the mud looking at your high school yearbook and, you know, and accusing you of all kinds of crazy sex acts. And he would have laughed at you. He wouldn't have believed it. But it's true, and now he's living it. Anyway, I'm just saying, we live in a dangerous time right now. You look at the proliferation of sexual abuse accusations made about men in power. It's escalated to levels that I haven't seen in a long time. Now, that's it. I'm not offering guilt or innocence. But the mere fact that the accusation these days has become more proof of guilt is troublesome to me. When did the accusation start taking on that kind of weight? I find it interesting that a movement born of rich, lecherous leftists, white men like Harvey Weinstein, has suddenly morphed, and it targets decent, conservative men like Judge Kavanaugh. And that bothers me. More than most, because I've been following him a little closer. I would freely admit I didn't follow Gorsuch as much. I don't know why. I've been following Kavanaugh quite a bit. And he's a nice guy. Really nice guy. And we'll get more into it in the broadcast. But, you know, this is a stellar guy who should be appointed.
Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada. good for Mexico. Instead of jobs leaving for overseas, they will be returning back home, and we've already had it. We have many, many car companies. I was with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. He said, we have sent many car companies to the United States over the last year and a half. It's true, and big expansions.
The FBI is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, searching for clues after a car exploded, leaving three dead on Saturday night. Police dispatch released a 911 call shortly after the explosion.
We just had an explosion south of 23. It's a car. We're getting multiple calls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is a war afoot, folks. It is a war on conservatism. It is a war on sensibility. It is a war on practicality. It is a war on pragmatism. It is a war on logic and reasoning. It's a war on men. It's a war on conservative women. And all of it translates into a war on the entirety of America. And I'm not trying to be some, I am a risk guy and a futurist, but I'm telling you where we're headed. We're headed to, if Kavanaugh doesn't make it, and I know it sounds really, you know, it's going to be far-fetched, but who do you get next? How do you let them thwart a guy like him over nonsense? Now, you would think that Fox News would get it. And look, I'm not trying to defend what I did. They fired me over a tweet, and that's their prerogative. I called a woman a skank, and I'd do it again. I don't have any problem with it. See, what people want me to do is they want me to back off. Ooh, skank, that's a terrible word. No, it isn't. Since when? Since when did that become a terrible word? By the way, Michelle Malkin used the same word. So, when is it a terrible word? We all know you shouldn't use the C word, right? Did I say that? Did I tweet that in any way? No. I said there's a definition that goes with that. And I look at it this way too. You all know people like this. Even as conservatives, we know people that, and I'm not even using the word just for gender-based for women. There are some guys that can be skanks. It's not a gender thing. There are guys that do very unscrupulous things, and along the same lines as you know what I would define to be what skanky behavior is for a woman. There are guys that do very similar things, and they are skanks as well. Let me tell you something. If I called a guy a skank, I'd still have my job. Not worried about it. They may use me to come on from time to time, whether they do or they don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. I've told you guys many times, even when I talked about this subject, I said, I'm a guy. I speak against women's issues. I'm not worried about the fallout. Now, what that tells you is I back up what I say. That's what it tells you. Many of my friends wrote to me and said, you know what, Kevin? I 100% agree with your comment about those women, and you are the only person that has the balls to say it. That's what happens. On the heels of an 80-something-year-old man, an icon, for decades being put in prison, that would be Bill Cosby, William H. Cosby, a man who had all of his honorary doctorates pulled from him, all the honorary degrees, all of his awards. I think the only thing left is his Hollywood star, and I'm sure there'll be somebody that'll be jackhammering that up soon. And he sits in prison over allegations, dozens of years old, decades old. Told you guys, I'm not exonerating Cosby or anybody else, but don't you think they deserve a real day in court? I'm not talking about this farce. I'm talking about with real evidence. And, you know, they talk about statute of limitations and things like this. How about just real evidence? A videotape. More than he said, she said. Some corroboration. Now, it's the preponderance of how many women say that you did it. And you know what the left does? If they want to get you, they will pay women to do it the same way they pay protesters, the same way they pay union thugs to beat the crap out of you. You name it. That's what we're dealing with. Sexual accusations made when men are in power. Don't worry about it. If you are a man and you don't want to achieve anything, you got nothing to worry about. And oh, the worm's going to turn. Because guess what's going to happen eventually? If we suddenly become Amazon and living in Amazon with the women are in charge, there are going to be guys talking about, you sexually harassed me, and then we'll flip it again. It'll flip back if it's possible. I don't know if you can... ever. I hope you can never get rid of man's want to succeed and to provide, that thing that defines a man in his DNA. And what leftist women apparently hate, because they don't possess it. Some of them do, but not all of them. On my radio show, I liken what feminists do and this Me Too movement, what they've done. And you guys have heard me say this. To the rise of the standard of, they really want a rise of the standard of proof that nobody can attain. Nobody. If Kavanaugh can't attain it, I'm just telling you, this dude, I'm looking at his life, you're looking at it, and I'm comparing it to all my friends in high school. Maybe there were 2-3 guys I go, yeah, they reminded me of Kavanaugh. And I don't remember how many kids I went to school with, but I'm saying if you put a gun to my head and said, who do you think Kevin was kind of a goody two shoes, you know, that might have been there, you know, maybe I could come up with 2 people. One of them, one of my buddies who was a salutatorian from when I went back to Brady High School, Vern, I saw him in Austin, Texas. He was drunk as a skunk. And I said, hey, Vern, what's up, buddy? He's like, hey, Kevin. And this was one of the most studious kids in high school. Got to the University of Texas at Austin and lost his mind. Vern was like, man, I didn't realize it could be this much fun without having to study that hard. But, you know, I think he probably pulled it together at some point, but he partied his butt off. Things can change. And it sounds like, Kavanaugh did a little bit of partying, but he through college, I mean, get through Yale Law School, do whatever, clerk for Supreme Court justices, unless you've done some pretty good work. So, I'm evaluating this thing and just saying, even when I talk to you guys about the Sharia law element of this, where it takes 2 women to accuse a man in the Middle East, or else it's not a case. Now it takes 2 men to accuse a woman here in America. You know how many women it takes? It takes 1. Sometimes it may just take innuendo. They really thought they had Kavanaugh when they added the other 2 women, and then they found out how bad they were, and they had to revert back to Ford. I want you to think about how bad it is that you leave, you have 3 women, 2 of them are so bad, their stories are so awful, easy to figure out, that you got to revert back to your first drunk. Because the girl admits she was drinking. They don't want to get introspective and look at her life. Oh, no, no, no. Because that would be bad. Then you'd be going on the offense would be offensive to them. Now, I've got 4 sons, and I'm concerned for what the future holds for them. Because some innocent little activity that they've done in their youth could come back to haunt them in their greatest hour of potential. I want you to think about that for your kids, your sons, your grandsons. Something harmless. Told you guys one time I complimented a lady on her hair. because she was going to get it cut. I overheard her conversation. And she was worried about it. And then when she came to work the next day, I complimented her on it. You're much older than I was, probably 25 years older. I had zero interest in her. And my HR guy pulls me in the office and says, "Hey, Kev, I know it was innocent. I just want to let you know." And by the way, this was 25 years ago. He says, "This is where the world's going." And he predicted it then. I watched the Kavanaugh hearings. He recounted his high school years, and I thought he was a square, but he was an outgoing, fun guy. He's what I call a student athlete, and he was apparently pretty good. He talked about taking all of his buddies to see a Red Sox game in a bus that he rented. He paid for the tickets. What a deal. I'd want to be one of his bros. He didn't organize some gang rape party. He organized an event for his buddies to come see a game with him and them to have fun and party and, you know, do what kids do. I mean, I couldn't believe this guy was going through Kavanaugh's yearbook over stuff. What does this mean? What does this mean? But I know how difficult it is to be a student athlete and a good one and have to excel on the field and then go back into your dorm, in my case a dorm in high school, and then excel academically because I was driven to success. Year after year. Doesn't leave much time for girls. Dated a few when I got home for the summer, but for the most part, it was just a grind. Then you throw in work. Just hearing dusted off a lot of cobwebs for me in my high school days. It reminded me of how mundane my life was in comparison to my friends who went to school at the high school where I lived. But even with that, I still got my shenanigans in. Like Kavanaugh, I underage drank. You know what I mean? It was a rite of passage for most kids. We rode up and down the drag with beer. If you were 16 years old, you had a car, you drove up and down the drag. As soon as you see somebody had some beer, you pull over. "What's up, Keith? What's up, KJ? Blah, blah, blah." He gives you a beer. You know, boom, boom. And don't ask me where they got it. Mostly it was the white boys that could get it. Because I sure couldn't. But that's what we did. Yeah, so I didn't get wasted. I just drank to the point where I knew what I was doing, and that was it. I've never been the type of person to have more than a couple of beers because I just don't have the constitution. Anyway, I want to finish talking about how this impacted me in the Fox part.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about this Kavanaugh thing and what got me fired from tweeting about Judge Kavanaugh. I hope he makes it. I really do. And not because, you know, I want him to make it for the right reasons. I certainly invested my stake in getting him there. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Just giving you a recap of my high school days. I bet it's very similar to yours. I bet as you heard Kavanaugh regaling you with what he did, you were sitting there going, oh, yeah, man, me and my buddies used to hang out. And you were thinking to yourself, pretty mundane in comparison to some of the things that you did. Now, let me tell you, I got some dirt on my buddies. I've told a few stories. I've got some dirt on my buddies, but I wasn't a participant. You know, I just heard the stories because I wasn't in town. I would leave town, go to military school, then have to get back into the loop when I came to town. But I could relate to Kavanaugh. I sense his frustration to go back 35 years and have to remember that. When I'm at their house, sometimes they'll pull out a yearbook and we'll look through it and I'll be like, man, I don't even remember that. That. And I went to military school, all boys. We saw girls on the weekend that came to our parties, chaperoned, and we had to maintain distance between them. There had to be air between you and the young lady. We were taught how to dance properly with them. I'm talking about if you were going to do slow dance. Well, all of it. Chaperone, Mrs. Ovenden, and she was strict. Yeah, no stories on me, even though somebody tweeted, oh, you have such disrespect for women. I bet you, you know, you've got all these stories. No, I don't. There's not a woman in the world and say Kevin Jackson accosted her in any way. She would be lying through her teeth. So there you go. The leftists, man, they're attack dogs. Happy that you fired all that. All I got to say is karma. Karma. I'm not worried about that. They all seem to think that if I lose my, when I lost my Fox, Kevin, welcome to McDonald's and welcome to the unemployment line. They don't get it. Fox doesn't define me. That's why I tell you guys, don't feel sorry for me. Fox does not define me. And I think many of you are realizing it doesn't define you. But why should a potential SCOTUS nominee have to go back to high school to be evaluated? And worse yet, when the accusations against him are pure fancy on the part of these women. Baseless, to the point of ridiculous, and part of the Democratic conspiracy. And I thought he was classy to give Ford the benefit of the doubt about her story, saying, look, it could have happened. It wasn't me. I'm not even doubting it in the sense of did it happen. But it wasn't with me. Passionately, tearfully, Judge Kavanaugh is explaining himself to a bunch of scoundrels on the left that couldn't pass the level of scrutiny, couldn't pass a tenth of the level of scrutiny that he had to go through. Man, the guy was in tears, reminding me of being at my great-grandfather's funeral and my uncle's and me. You know, our jaws quivering because we were just so pent up with emotion. In contrast, rather, I watched Ford flippantly tell her story. She bounced from clear memory to not so clear memory as it suited her case. She offered no factual basis for her story, which was not just uncorroborated, it was refuted. And she seemed to me like she enjoyed the proceedings. And why shouldn't she? Because I was appalled as I watched the Democrats coddle her, then browbeat Kavanaugh, having already exonerated her and convicted him. They called her courageous while demanding, at times, a few of them did anyway, that Kavanaugh asked to open an FBI investigation of an incident based solely on information that doesn't possibly pass the smell test. Will you please open an investigation so we can go find some dirt on you? Hey, I tell you what, why don't you bring Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andy McCabe back and let them do it? They got nothing to do. Kavanaugh even showed empathy for Ford where she showed him none. And admittedly, I teared up. As Kavanaugh told parts of his story, particularly when he revealed that his young daughter said her prayers and prayed for Ford. And I remember saying out loud to myself, kind of, fighting back some tears. Now, that's what a victim looks like. I remember that. My youngest son, he heard about this witch hunt and he commented, I'd send a SWAT team to her house. Now, he was being sarcastic. That's the way that kid's been raised. Funny guy, the whole deal. But while I was proud of his sarcasm, there was a big part of me that reevaluated myself as a father. And I'm not even joking about that. What a beautiful thing for the Kavanaughs to teach their children. And something to which we should all aspire. And as I saw Kavanaugh struggle to make his case, I reflected on a female friend of mine who had been brutally raped by two men. And I remember how that event would later impact her life. And I also recall how I found out about that in a roundabout way, because I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we went to the this same bar together, and it was a roundabout discussion, and I was really good friends with this waitress, and he wasn't, and he said something, yeah, you remember that waitress up in such and such? It was like a few days later. He goes, yeah, man, two dudes raped her. I was like, what? I was shocked. Yeah. He didn't even know her name. But she was actually a friend of mine, because I went there more than he did. And the revelation of her assault, it shocked me to my core. It took months before she finally shared the story with me. And I'm not even sure why, because I forget at the time what was going on to where she said, hey, Kevin, I need to tell you something. But what I won't forget is the look in her face as she sobbed. And I won't forget my inability to not cry with her. I saw that look in Kavanaugh's eyes, not Ford's. A girl I would date later in life had been raped at spring break. I didn't know it at the time, but I saw that same look in her eye as we innocently watched TV one day at her apartment. And a commercial came on for spring break, you know, something, you know, it was that time of year. And she started sobbing. And then I learned of the very public incident. It was all over TV. They didn't name her, but she sees that incident in old news stories. And it's a reminder every time of that sexual assault. And of course, at the time, she confided in him because she started crying. She explained that her rapist wasn't even convicted because he got away on a technicality. And I imagine her reliving that moment each and every year for the rest of her life, and when spring break occurred, and we relived it as long as she and I dated, and we remained friends. But in those moments, I hated the men who did that to my friend and my girlfriend, and I can't imagine the mindset of a person who would do such a thing and still can't. But I realized the impact of such horrors through the teary eyes of my friends, my female companions, and it is a look that no woman should endure. And I wanted to obtain justice for those women. It was a product of my upbringing, the way my grandmother raised me with old-fashioned sensibilities. I was a square guy in my circle. I tell many people that. My grandmother used terms like courting. I had a curfew of a 10-year-old when I was 16 and driving. And I'm not comparing my life to Kavanaugh, but I do see similarities. Student athlete, but a good, you know, good guy, goofball, as his yearbook suggested. Perhaps both of us a bit square. And then there was his life since high school, which is, in a word, stellar. No need for me to rehash it, but I put this guy's life up against this Pope the Catholics like. I dare any leftist to compare Kavanaugh's high school and college life to any hardcore leftist of their choosing. Yet he fell prey to a Democrat witch hunt, given standards that nobody could meet, including his questioners, and that's the plan. Impossible standards set by those who couldn't even come close to meeting them. And Ford was complicit, as were these other two women and the Democrats who put him up to this, who now want this investigation, the FBI investigation. There should be an investigation. It should be an investigation on the coordinated effort of three women to destroy a good conservative man. And I'd love to see their phone records and their emails, and I already know where the trail leads. Forget the conservative part of Kavanaugh's moniker. You know, he's a conservative judge. Understand Democrats want to destroy the man. And they want to do it in the worst way. They want to prejudge him as guilty and his accuser as completely believable, because Democrats proudly say that Kavanaugh deserves no presumption of innocence. This is what we're dealing with. When we come back, I'm going to finish telling you the story about what happened to me with Fox and how that went down.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.